Hey, you're listening to the Speaking of Music podcast.
Hey guys, we're back.
And today we're going to be talking about Better Oblivion Community Center.
An episode that we've all been looking forward to after we did both of Phoebe's albums.
And the Versus episode.
Yes, and then just kind of stopped there for a little bit.
No, which is good. We need to, like, space out. We love Phoebe so much, so we have to space that for out. We can't just throw all her work in there.
I was trying to space out her Taylor episodes.
Okay, that's different. She has, like, too many albums.
She has 10. Oh, and we're going on 10 Taylor albums.
That's like,
isn't that insanity?
How many have we done for the podcast? We did Fearless, Red, Lover, Folklore, Evermore.
And then we're going to do Midnight.
We're going to do Midnight, and we're going to do all the Taylor's versions, so we're going to hit all of them.
Yeah, we are going to hit all of them. Yes. But anyways, that's for a different day.
All right, so Better Oblivion Community Center is the debut album from the group with the same name, which consists of Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst. And this album was released January 24th, 2019. Kind of as a surprise, because it wasn't like teased or anything, or like
it didn't have a lot of
build up or whatever.
No promo queen.
Yeah, of course.
Which, as they should. And Dylan Thomas was kind of the song they used to promote the album after it was released.
As they should.
And the album has 10 tracks. So
okay, let's get started with some rankings. I'll start. So we have Dylan Thomas, Forest Lawn, Domino's, Chesapeake, My City, Sleepwalkin', Didn't Know What I Was In For, Exception to the Rule, Service Road, and Big Black Heart.
My rankings are Dylan Thomas, Chesapeake, Forest Lawn, Domino's, Sleepwalkin', My City, Service Road, Big Black Heart, Didn't Know What I Was In For, and Exception to the Rule.
And mine are Forest Lawn, My City, Dylan Thomas, Chesapeake, Sleepwalkin', Domino's, Exception to the Rule, Didn't Know What I Was In For, Big Black Heart, and Service Road.
Okay, so we have a lot to discuss, as always, with Phoebe albums. So we're going to jump right into the first track, which is Didn't Know What I Was In For.
So I really like this song. It's very slow, which is not surprising given the nature of both of these artists, but it's definitely more rock.
Yes.
Based than Phoebe's solo work and her work with Boy Genius, which
yes, of course,
gorgeous. But I think that the narration of this album and, you know, this song too is just so interesting because you can't tell what they're talking, like who the narrator is really at a lot of points in time, because she says, "My telephone, it doesn't have a camera," and when you think about it, it's like everyone's phone has a camera. Like, everyone.
Yeah.
So it's like, what time is this set in? Like, what is the idea behind this song? But I really like the comparisons and the metaphors that they draw, especially in the first chorus. I didn't know what I was in for when I signed up for that run. There's no way I'm curing cancer, but I'll sweat it out. I feel so proud now for all the good I've done.
I really like that lyric.
So do I.
Because it's kind of like a commentary about
charitable things that people do to make themselves feel better.
Exactly.
You know about.
And I agree in their take on it, honestly. Because sometimes there are just those things that people will do for, like, charity or to raise money or something. And, you know, some of them are, you know, genuine and they, like, raise a lot of money and they do stuff with that money. And some of them are just, like, so stupid sometimes.
It's like charities, but, like, it's for tax evasion.
you know what I think? I think that hearing somewhat, I'm not going to say fully, but somewhat contended side of Phoebe is a little bit rare. So hearing her sing the lyrics, "I feel so proud now for all the good I've done," definitely, it made me happy. I like that lyric. Even though it, like, has, you know, two sides to that coin.
Right.
It's like a satirical.
Oh, exactly, it's satirical, but, you know, just hearing her say those words.
I really enjoyed the song, and it's really low in my rankings, but it's really hard to rank this album. But I liked it because when I first listened to this album, I actually did not know what I was in for, because I wasn't aware of kind of like the whole genre shift away a little bit from what Phoebe usually does. So when I first, when this song got to like the chorus part and you get those rock elements that show up again and again throughout the album, you know, it was kind of surprising to me. Surprising in a good way, obviously, because it worked out really well. But I really liked this song, and it is a good opener to the rest of the album.
Yeah, for sure. I also think that this song kind of is a savior complex in a way. Like,
it is.
You know, the lyric in the third chorus, I guess, because it keeps changing. I've never really done anything for anyone. Like, even though people do good things in life, they're saying that it's really all because
there's an ulterior motive.
There's an ulterior motive. Like, everyone's doing it for themselves. Right. Maybe not to directly help themselves, but to make themselves feel like they're doing good in this world, to make themselves feel better about, you know, the way they live their lives. And I think that's super interesting. I mean, it's definitely a pessimistic take, but I enjoy it.
No, but it's, you know, very, very true in some ways.
Yeah.
Okay. We can talk about that song for a long time, but we should move on to next track, which is Sleepwalking.
I really liked this one as well. It was definitely, you know, you already get a little shift from what was in the first track.
Exactly.
I like how it just starts with like it's impossible to count 1, 2, 3, 4 as like the tempo changes. And as someone who did a lot of music activities, I guess, as a younger child, and there's a lot of counting to music involved.
Sure.
I really understood that. But I like how this one, you know, you get Connor first, right, instead of Phoebe, which I don't know. It
alternates.
Yeah, it alternates, but it like in my brain, like I had to like
wrap your head around the fact that she's not like a lead singer with a backup or a feature.
Yeah, like, this is like it's a collaborative yes album, and I really like the whole change in tempo thing that goes on.
Yeah.
In the song.
We also definitely see more like folk rock than the last song.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of introduces to the listeners how many different, I wouldn't say different genres, but you know, different sub-genres they're getting out of this album.
Honestly, genres is like, what even are genres?
Yeah.
Like, there's so much music now that it's so hard to just even put a genre to anything.
Because also people have more freedom in what they're allowed to do, and there's more we're also in like a time of experimenting with music, and everything is like reminiscent of old music, obviously, because, you know, ideas change, but they don't always, they're not truly, truly original.
Right.
And people are just mixing them together, which, you know, creates a whole other subgenre. And then there's a subgenre of said subgenre.
I also like how just, you know, in the title, they cut the word off and there's no G. It's Sleepwalking.
You know, that's giving daydreaming. I actually don't really like it when it's cut off. Yeah, I don't like it when it's cut off. But, you know, that doesn't, you know,
I think
impact my view of
the song. I think
song.
It's fine if that's how they, like, say it in the song, you know? Like, it'd be weird if they did it just to, like, make it look cool or
make
whatever.
It look quirky. No, I don't like it. I don't like it, personally.
Yeah, personally, she's not for me.
Like, daydreaming, breathing, not my favorite.
Yeah.
Also, no, but the way that breathing doesn't even have the, like, apostrophe.
Yeah, either. Just breathing. It's like, breathe in.
Just breathe in. And
breathe in.
Just keep breathe in and breathe
so
in.
Funny.
So funny. Okay, anyways. We're going to move on to Dylan Thomas.
Okay, we're going to have my gatekeep gaslight girl boss moment of the episode, because this song is so special to me, and I don't know why. Like, I don't know the reason behind it, but I would go to war for Dylan Thomas, the song.
So good.
And the energy in this song is so much fun.
It's very interesting, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I like the chorus a lot. I think that's what it is. I like the chorus just being, I'm getting greedy in this private hell. I'll go alone, but that's just as well. And then the chorus changes. I love the Psycho reference.
I do too. There are many lyrics where I started like screaming. I was like, oh my God, that's so clever.
Right? Like, I'm getting used to these dizzy spells. I'm taking a shower at the Bates Motel. And the Bates Motel, if you don't know, is from a movie called Psycho. And there's this man called Norman Bates who has a motel who is actually a crazy murderer with psychological issues.
Spoiler alert. It's definitely not white. Well, Psycho. Yeah, spoiler alert, but you can definitely see it coming within the first 2 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
Anyways, our English teacher did educate us about this movie.
Wow, so educated.
So educated, but I got so excited at that lyric. Also, the four-dimensional chess lyric.
Yes.
It's so good.
I just think all the lyrics in this the song.
The ghost in it.
Yes.
The ghost is just a kid in a sheet.
Yep. But then the stranger in the Alps cover
That's exactly what a kid in a sheet.
Oh my God, I love so much about this song.
This song just has so many good lyrics. Like every single lyric, it's kind of like, you know, something that Phoebe does a lot where even if there isn't that many words in the song, I mean, there's, you know, a decent amount of words in this one, but the lines are still kept short, and even though they're short, you can still think about them for a really long time.
The rhyme scheme is really fantastic in the song.
Yes,
it's I think unconventional. You don't see this kind of rhyme scheme a lot in music, but I was so excited about this rhyme scheme. Okay, let's move on to Service Road.
This song is so sad.
Like, I also slandered it a little by putting it last.
But, yeah, you did.
But I don't know. This something has to be last, right?
Yeah, but it didn't have to be this. So
my favorite part is towards the end where we get that like just go that gets a little bit lower than the others, and then like Phoebe's softer vocals are kind of floating around in the background. Their voices sound really, really great together.
Yeah.
In case you didn't.
I think the grittiness of Connor's voice and then Phoebe's is very smooth and soft and lyric.
I remember the first time when I was listening to Stranger and I heard Would You Rather, and I was like, wow.
You're on the edge. Oh,
But I like this song because obviously we get a slower, different type of vibe than what you've gotten used to a little from the past few songs. And I also just like the concept of Service Road, right? It's not like not the main road, the Service Road, like the back, the Thank shortcut
you.
Way.
Thank you. For that, Victoria. Anyway. So next we're going to move on and we're going to talk about Exception to the Rule.
I like this song. I like it because I agree that there's always an exception to the rule, and like, I just don't, when rules are made, and then it's, I think a really good example is the language of English.
Yeah.
Always an exception to the rule. So why are there rules in the first place?
Rules are, you know, need to be broken. I also think it's a very interesting thing. It's like the more money you have, like the more likely you are to be like exempt from like rules and guidelines and whatever. And even though like this is a bit strange, but when we're in school and we get told that like there are hard deadlines for things, if you just like email really nicely, like 80% of the time you can get what you want.
Yeah. I think that this type of like social commentary type thing is working out really well. It's also giving Phineas a little, the whole like, let me just point out the flaws in society
and then not do anything about it. I quite agree.
This song definitely saw some more heavier production. I think a little bit of a switch up from the previous four. Definitely some stronger drums and some, you know, interestingly, more electronic elements in the background, which I liked it. Very different, switching it up, you know, we're about halfway through the album.
Yeah, I love the way that
they say, "Why don't you want it? Why don't you want it anymore?" The way their voices sound together in that part is just so, it like scratches an itch in my brain.
Yeah. Okay. There's no exception to the rule this time. We're still giving you an ad break.
All right, we're back, and we are going to talk about Chesapeake.
I love this song. I think that this feels like somewhat of a pivotal point in this album, not just because it's like in the middle, but I also think that there's a lot of elements in terms of production and their voices. It just felt very pivotal and monumental to me.
No, I agree.
And in general, Phoebe is really good at relaying super sentimental moments and connecting them to certain experiences. And this is another example that's just really well done. The ending of this song is one of my favorite moments in the whole album, because to me, this felt like, I just loved it. It felt like the way you didn't even think that the music was loud until it's turned off and now you're facing the real world again. That's yeah. how I like to interpret it.
Yeah, that
it.
Makes sense. I really, really like the lyric, "I was all covered in sound." Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I just like the whole idea of making sound something physical and visible that you can, like, feel, like, covering you. Kind of like how I think about heat, because it's really hot here sometimes, and then you step outside and it feels like you're being baked in an oven. You can just feel the heat around you. It's kind of what it was giving.
So I really like this song. I don't know. I think I like the way they enunciate in this song, especially in the verses. And I like, okay, this album is a social like commentary for the most part, but the way they talk about the industry here is quite interesting. Because you can get blinded by the real world really easily in a lot of environments, but I think all their songs make a little more sense when you put them into context, and it gives them another layer. And I really liked when I realized what this song is about. Like, it bumped up my appreciation for it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. With that, we can move on to My City.
Oh my god, I love My City.
I think that this album talks a lot about being kind of left or stranded in the real world. And in some ways, it previously embraced the idea of freedom. But then Connor says the lyric, "All this freedom just freaks me out," in the third chorus.
Yeah,
and he also like sounds really freaked out too when he says that. And I just thought that was a really interesting contrast.
I like about this song is that there is the whole parallelism of they start the sentence with all the same word and then it just ends in something else. This town is a monolith. This town is a crowded movie. This town is a depot. I come and go. This town is my city.
I always love the like, "This town is my city," because it doesn't really make that much sense. Yeah. But I love it. Also the outro here, "Chasing love like an ambulance," being like the final words of that song. It's like, wow.
That was good.
Yeah, I know. This song is, there's not a lot of words. For a 4-minute song, you look and there's really not that many words. But I think that the way they capture you in the soundscape of what they're trying to portray really, really works. And just the whole concept of how, you know, the second to last lyric is "risk it all in the game of chance," just, you know, like putting yourself out there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And like not really caring about what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Forest Lawn.
I love Forest Lawn.
I love this song.
Number one for me.
And okay. The first line of the song was so funny.
Yeah, it was so funny. Okay, because
it's like country Spanish.
Yeah, why was he like,
"Que sera, sera"? You know what? The first time he said that, it like took me a second for my brain to catch up. I thought he said "case, hurrah, hurrah."
I was like, what is he saying?
Like, what's a case, hurrah?
So funny.
And it's like, "Sir, you just slandered that." Like, you literally butchered every piece
giving
of that.
Not multilingual.
No.
Single lingual.
Single lingual.
Monolingual. Unilingual.
It is monolingual.
Anyways. He is indeed unilingual. bilingual. Okay. This song is so good. I think my favorite part about it was the harmonies, because some of those note combos were just, I feel like a lot of them were just, the way that the notes were strung along and the combination of those specific harmonies was just something I've never heard before. It was really a unique way of building the harmonies. And of course, the concept of this song is so clever.
Yeah, I think when I was trying to decide in my like top three or four which one I wanted to put in the number one spot, that the way this song is formulated, like structured and also produced, really stood out to me. And I also liked how I liked the sound of it, just because there are some songs on the album that, you know, have similar sounds, but I feel like there's no song that sounds like this one.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I love the repetition of the lyric, "You used to sing with a straight face.
Que sera, sera.
Que sera, sera." And then "My heart will go on," because that is just such a clever way to talk about, you know, loss of innocence. How would you ever think of that? Like, I don't even... No, I can't even like comprehend that. It's just so smart.
I really like the lyric, and I like the chorus lyrics. "Since you went underground, I've wanted to track you down. Yes, since you went underground, I've wanted to dig you out." Because I just like the whole, you know, the concept of going underground or like cutting yourself off type of thing. And the, you know, physical imagery of like digging you out from where you dug yourself into the ground. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on and talk about Big Black Heart. So actually, little confession, whenever I see this song, I think of Jet Black Heart by 5 Seconds of Summer, and all I can think of when I hear this song is Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds of Summer. So I'll just be listening and they're like, "Your black hair is red." And like, I know that's supposed to mean like the person's a natural redhead who dyed their hair black. Yes. But I'm like, oh my God, Michael Clifford dyed his hair red.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I've got a jet black hair.
Thank you for that, Sophia.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend like that never happened. But I mean, Phoebe's never been one to like romanticize the heart, and the song continues here. Same, clearly.
Your black heart is big.
I really like how, like, this song kind of has, there's, like, a progression. Like, it starts in, like, one, like, production sound, and then it, like, moves it, like, to escalates. Something else.
Like, escalates. It really does, I think.
Yes, and I like the whole black and red type of imagery, I guess. I like the colors. Black and red. They do go well together. And, you know, using them as a comparison, like the heart is supposed to be red, and
but it's black.
And it's big. It's big.
Yes, like guys.
Okay. With that, I think we have to wrap up this episode with the final track, which is Dominoes.
Yeah, spelled the American way.
Yeah.
Which is controversial.
I spelt it the British way in my notes.
I think that did too.
That's how I thought it was spelled for the longest time.
That's like me thinking that canceled was spelled with two L's.
Right? So it literally looks...
And that,
it looks wrong.
The American way is canceled with one L and traveled also has one L.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't look right.
Okay, back to this song.
Sorry.
Okay, the unfortunate happenstance of this being the American spelling and Lord's Domino being not the American spelling, but it's on my playlist, but it's very upsetting because
it's technically not the right word. Yeah.
I love the sound effects in this song so, so much. In what Genius labels as the variation, I don't know what that means, but in what Genius labels as the variation is where we get like all of these concentrated sound effects. The "I can hear a voice, but it's speaking code," and then like "I'm talking to strangers on a foreign phone," "I can talk to angels when I'm all alone." Like, all of these lines are followed by sound effects that adds so much to the song.
This song was such a good closer.
It was.
Yeah, it's such a like nicely formulated song, sonically as well. And I mean, we get a nice, mostly normal rhyme scheme. I was going to say all of them rhyme, code and phone.
Yeah.
All those O sounds. Yeah. I agree that this is a good way to close out the album. I feel like it was a whole journey when I listened to this album for the first time.
It is a journey. It is a journey. It really is. And they do a good job of deliberately put, like, this, the track list is very deliberate, and the order of the songs is all done very well, such that it's an experience when you listen to it from beginning to end in order.
Yes. I always like the albums that, you know, they're just, it's fine if you listen to the songs, like, wherever you put them in your certain playlist or whatever, but it's always, like, the best, like, original best moment when you actually sit back down and listen to the original album in the order that it was intended to be listened to. And it just is a completely, like, higher level experience.
I agree. And with that, we're ready to close off our Better Oblivion discussion. We had so much fun with this. We always do when it comes to Phoebe. But we really love this album, and we had so much to say about it overall.
Yeah. So, you know, make sure you go follow us on social media if you want to recommend any albums for us to do. Definitely let us know.
Our Instagram is at the Speaking of Music Podcast.
And our TikTok is at Speaking of Music Podcast. So make sure to go follow both of those for all the latest updates. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.